Fish and game biologists work to protect a popular Yellowstone cutthroat fishery from David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Okay, listen close. You've got two species that are not exactly abundantly thriving. One of them, the Yellowstone cutthroat trout. The other, here's fish and game official Connor Leese.
Their numbers are really high, and one of their main staples are Yellowstone cutthroat trout. And Yellowstone cutthroat trout are native to that region, and their numbers are on the decline. And where these two species kind of converge is this delicate balance that fish and game managers are working to try to solve.
This is a survival story involving the Blackfoot Reservoir, which is located in Idaho, and is home to two divergent yet symbiotic conservation stories that have been playing out in southeast Idaho for nearly 30 years, leaving fish and game biologists to find new innovative ways towards one common solution. One side of the coin is the Yellowstone cutthroat trout, a native species in the upper Snake River drainage, that have declined in significant portions of their distribution. And here comes the answer to the original question. On the other side, another once-threatened species, the American white pelican, competing directly with Yellowstone cutthroat trout recovery efforts. Pelicans eating cutthroat in order to survive, thus limiting cutthroat numbers. A true conundrum that Fish and Game has been trying to manage for nearly three decades. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.